Okay, Torah Or Lamed Daled. Last thing, the Alter Rebbe is explained by the paragraph, first column. The Alter Rebbe is explaining the difference between the Shiva Reim and the Shmeina Nesichei Odom. Shiva Reim is the level of Pnimius, the Shmeina Nesichei Odom is the level of Makifim, and he explained the same difference we find between Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai and Rabbi Hanina ben Deisa. So even though Rabbi Yerbeirichim ben Zakkai was the level of Teira, he taught Teira. In fact, he was the Rebbe of Rabbi Hanina ben Deisa. But nevertheless, when he came to davening for his kid, Rabbi Hanina ben Deisa did it. Why? Because Makifim is a stronger power. So he likened Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai to the Shiva Reim and Rabbi Hanina ben Deisa to the Shmeina Nesichei Odom. So he says, "V'zeo inyan Neiros Chanukah." That's what Neiros Chanukah are all about. Shetimu kol hashmanim shebehechol. They impurified. Yeah, this is what I'm doing. They impurified all the oil of the hechol mitzatik beirus chokhmah the klipa. Because like we said yesterday, shemen is a level of chokhmah. What can impurify shemen of kedusha? Shemen chokhmah of klipa, which the Greeks were. Lachin rot ol hashkichem terezel v'akin hu tzarech laham shich mechinu shalamayla mechomach the kedusha. Therefore, they have to bring down. In order to get rid of the Chochmah of Klipa, they wanted to get rid of the Chochmah of Kedusha, they had to bring down the Makifim Elyonim. And that's the Parshul Shemen. That's the jug of oil which was sealed with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, which is the level of Rav Chesed. Oh, no, we started, okay. By the way, we're on the next page, the next column already. No, we're way beyond this. 1 second. Okay, we're going to start in the middle of the second column. That's what we're up to. So he said, that's the argument of Beisham Beis Hillel. Beisham Beis says, the first day you brought down a level of 8, which is Makifim. You knocked down a lot of Klipa. Therefore, the second day, you only need 7. The next day, you need 6, and so on. Beis Hillel says, no, you go up in Kedusha. We find by Sukkis, they also breaking Klipa the same way. So that Rebbe explains, Beis Hillel holds, that's Minatera. Sukkot, because it's Minatera, they have that ability to do it. But not by a mitzvah Rabbanan. Pirush, start in the middle of the second column. Therefore, Beis Hillel holds, you can't learn this out from Sukkot. Because the Yom Tov of Sukkot is Minatera. V'raisa mechoch milo nafkitz momayla lamata. And therefore, Teira comes in the level of Chochmah of Hashem from higher or lower. Therefore, you can bring down superpowers of Kedusha to break the evil. Therefore, Gam Ha'ora Yesi Gaveya. The greater the revelation, Yachol Lavili Nimshach Momayla Lamata. Therefore, he says like this, because Sukkot is Minat Teira. Therefore, biblically, you could bring down that koyach of Sukkot to break evil. But you can't do it. Midrabban and the Chacham don't have the koyach to make such a thing. Lochein, gam ara yesig ve'yochalav elim shebetchila. Ki mi me'akiv, because nobody can stop Hashem. U'mi me'nel Hashem yizbaruch who can stop Hashem. Like it says, ayad Hashem tiksa. So Beis Hillel says, you can't learn Chanukah from Sukkot. Chanukah is rabbinic. Sukkot is Minatera. Because Hashem, Minatera means it's coming straight from Hashem. So therefore, Hashem could bring down this Gilui to break the Klipa of evil. And therefore, the first day you start with 13, then 12, and then 11. Masha'en came with Chanukah, which is Midrabanon.
But every Rabbanon is based on a Doraisa.
Yeah, but it's still not the same koyach. It's only with Rabbanan.
Doesn't mean Rabbanan is stronger than Torah?
In certain things, yes. But not in the koyach. In other words, the Chachamim say you have to be more strict about rabbinic to give credence to the Chachamim, to give him power. But gilui wise, there's no question that a biblical mitzvah accomplishes more than a rabbinic mitzvah. Mashenke mechanika shumad rabbanon. Sheim emshichu liz gilui zeh. Vim kein, kivim shamamshichim zeh mulmato. They bring it from lower to higher. E'ef should la gilui la hamishcha gilui agadu betchila. Ki ma'at mat, you can only do a little bit of gilui. So another Rabbi Silas says like this. When you're talking about Minateira is very powerful. So the Teira is able to bring down Giluyim to break evil. Basil says, though, by Hanukkah, you don't have that ability to break evil, because it's not that Yomtif that the Chachamim can give you that ability to do. So what do you have to do? You have to bring down a little bit. So the first day is one, second day two, third day three, and so on.
If it's Minatora, why 13?
That's what he said.
Yeah, yes, sir. So it's a Minatorah. Why do we need that? Because it is Minatorah, we have to say that?
That's the way it works, Minatorah. Minatorah is bringing down the Yud Gimel Midas Racham, which is a level of Makif, to get rid of the evil.
But not the Rabbanah.
The Rabbanah can't do that. So therefore, they can only do one. Then Maile Makedish, Ve'elach Meisiv Ha'ar, and then he brings down more. Where does the parentheses end? Come on. Okay, let's see this parentheses. The dogma ledavim mi Pesach v'sfira sa'imer. It's similar to the concept of Pesach and sfira sa'imer. What's Pesach? Give a Pesach hayu agil yisrusa del eile mitzaratzme. Pesach. It's Minatayda. Now that Pesach is a revelation from above. Nigla lehem, melech malchim, loch mekodesh baruch. But then you need the level of Sfira Sa'imer, that's the Aveda Mumata Lamailam. That's the Aveda of the Jew. La'apach amida sa'idei shemamshichim. Yem yem echod l'aymer, l'nefesh abamis. Then you'll be doing a little at a time. One day is for the nefesh abamis one. Shnei yamim. And it's interesting, he says, you don't say Yom Sheni. You don't say today is the second day of the Omer. You say it's 2 days of the Omer. Kleimer, Hayom Nimshel Bechinis El Yena Yesed. Now, and by the way, it's an aloch also. You don't say it's the second day of the Omer. You say it's 2 days of the Omer. Because then you have both Giluim of the first day and second day. If you say in Yom Sheni La'imer, all you're saying is like Monday and Tuesday. Monday is Monday and Tuesday is Tuesday. So you're saying first day of the week, it's first day of the Omer, second day of the Omer. When you say Shnei Yomim La'imer, it means now you have both Avodas together, the first day and the second day. It's inclusive. V'achaga meisav eich v'er. V'nimsa b'svir seim u'chus esrusa de la'ela. Aides rusa l'sato. But again, it's through the Aveda, it's for the same as the Aveda of the Jew. Is Mamshech Mat Mat Ve'elech Ve'er Beis Yom and Gimel Yom L'Chanike. You start with one, and then you keep adding to it. That's what Beis Hillel holds, and that's the Halacha. Because only Minatayra could bring down a power strong enough to break evil. Avo, by the way, just from an Halachic perspective, there's many differences between a mitzvah and a teira midrabbanan. For instance, there's a famous machlekes rishenim between the Ritva and the other rishenim. When the teira says put on tefillin, is that a chiyev or the teira says don't eat chametz? It's a chametz, bad example. Don't eat treif. Does that mean treif is no good, or the person can't eat treif? Is it on the gavra? Is it on the person? Or is it on the object? When the Torah says, it's mitzvahs, today Ram is treif for food, right? Torah says, don't eat chazer. Does that mean you can't eat chazer? Or chazer is no good? Is it on the person or on the object? It's machlekes. Leber paskin. It's on the cheftz, it's on the object. In other Hasidic language, is it shoshkim satmeis, is it not?
But for a goy, it's very good.
Yeah. because guy can have children with tameis. But now the shaila is, how about a mitzvah like chametz? I mean, a very like chametz, right? Chametz is before Pesach is allowed. After Pesach, it's allowed. During Pesach, it's not allowed. So does that change it in any way? That now the Torah says, no, you can't eat chametz, because chametz essentially is good. In other words, you can't say chametz is good, and then chametz is good, and chametz is bad in the middle. So many of the Shanim hold, by it's his money, by a mitzvah of his man, it's only on the person, not on the object. But what I'm talking about over here is even more. How about something which is rabbinically forbidden? Like chicken and milk. It's rabbinically forbidden, not minatera, right? Do the Chacham have the ability to make chicken and milk klipa, or they can only say, you can't eat it? Chacham can make a gzeit on a person, but can they make the object no good? There's a big machlekes in Halacha about this. If not, the name comes out, it's all heftza, whatever. It doesn't matter. But again, there's the difference between a biblical mitzvah. The Rechachamim don't have the ability, according to many poskim, to make an object treif. They can say to a person, you can't eat it. But they can't make the object treif, because Hashem says it's good. You can't make it treif. They could say, a person shouldn't eat it. Chanukah, because Midrabanan, they don't have the koyach to bring down a superpower to break the level of klipa. You can only bring in kedusha a little bit at a time. So therefore, Basil says, 1, 2, 3, 4. Sukkah is a different story. Similar to Pesach, is a revelation, a powerful revelation from above. And then comes Avedah, Sfir Seimer. 1, 2, 3, going up and so on.
Rabbi, how come during Mashiach time, Hanukkah and Purim is today, because they have so much, they brought so much light down, and the biblical one is not that much light? We still celebrate it, but doesn't have as much light as Hanukkah.
It's a very good point, but the bottom line is, because it's Midrabanan, from one side, the light is great, but it doesn't have the power that the Torah one has. It's a greater light, and therefore even with the revelation of Mashiach, it's not going to become nullified like a candle in sunlight. You don't even see it. But it doesn't have the ability, the power it doesn't have.
But in a certain aspect, it's great.
It's a good chacham, it's very great. Chaviven like divrei seferim. I mean, there's an advantage to it.
But there's no Beis HaMikdash. If there was a Beis HaMikdash, there would be a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. That was his command.
There would be a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But
it doesn't depend on the basically.
That's why it says in the Kriya of Chanukah, all the Nazim brought the Kabbanis, and Aaron felt bad. Levi didn't bring anything. So Hashem said, Balei Chasaneris, that we heard on the Etri of Chanukah, right? Balei Chasaneris, Shalacha Gdele Mishalahem. And it says, why? Because it says, you light the Menorah, and the Yalkut Shemini says, and what happens is, they're never going to stop. So Mefarshim asked, but the Beis HaMikdash did stop. The answer refers to Chanukah. Bechlal, all the things, I don't know what's going to happen when Mashiach comes, but Lamashal, the Medrash says, the Kleyoker brings it down of Yibay Mashmini, that the harp in the Beis HaMikdash had seven, whatever, strands, whatever you call them.
Strings.
Huh?
Strings.
Strings, whatever. And the harp of Mashiach's time is going to have eight. So the Koyok elaborates, level of eight is the level of Mashiach. That's the Shemayin and Sichi Yodim. Okay, so he says like this. Start the next paragraph. V'chol anal yuvon inyin kabol so malchus shemayim shekod mele'il mitzvahs. Now we can understand what the Gemara says, that you have to have a kabol so malchus shemayim before the yoke of mitzvahs. It says in the Gemara, why is Shema before Vahayim Shemaya? Lama Kadma Shema Vahayim Shemaya? It says, because first you need to accept the yoke of Hashem, which is Shema Yisrael Shema Kinesh Shemachot. Then you can have the yoke of mitzvahs. M'shamaya tishma al-mitzvah. So first you need to accept Hashem, and then you can accept mitzvahs. Hainu, which is a level of b'chol meidecha, which is bir nefesh abamis. By refining the nefesh abamis through ner Hashem nishmas adam, v'afal pikei nevertheless, v'afal pi, shazal b'chinas aspakla, yashena me'idam. So l'chay, like you said before, it's only the magnifying glass, I'm sorry, the mirror versus the magnifying glass. Mitzvahs, he explained before, mitzvahs are the magnifying glass. Kabbalah El Malchus Shemayim, as the Rebbe said before, was the level of Or Chayzer, the level of the mirror. So the mitzvahs should be greater than Kabbalah El Malchus Shemayim, because there's an advantage of a magnifying glass versus a mirror. He says, but Mishum Shai Deze Yash Gil Bechinas Al Yena Yeser. Like the Rebbe explained before, Or Chayzer, the bouncing up light, is greater than the revelation that comes from above. Like we mentioned, even physically, when the light of the sun bounces off the earth, it's more powerful than the light of the sun coming down. So he says, that's why you need first, a Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. First, you need to accept the yoke of Hashem by saying Shema Yisrael. And he says, V'ei shukamei apsil v'shemen.
How can you compare mitzvahs with Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim?
What do you mean, how you compare?
One is mitzvahs. That's one category of things.
It's the same thing.
No, Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim is...
What does Ol Malchus Shemayim mean?
It's not a mitzvah.
First of all, Shema Yisrael is not a mitzvah.
It's a way of doing any mitzvah.
No. Shema Yisrael.
Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim is an attitude.
First of all, there's a mitzvah to be Mekabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim.
Huh?
There's a mitzvah to be Mekabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. Shema is a mitzvah. One of the Tayag mitzvahs.
That's a mitzvah to be Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim?
No, to say Shema is a mitzvah.
To say Shema is a mitzvah.
What saying Shema mean?
That's a particle of saying Shema.
One Hashem. One.
Which is?
Recognizing Hashem.
Ol Malchus Shemayim.
It's not a commandment.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying it's different.
That's not one of the 613.
Sure it is.
Every mitzvah is Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim. Put on tefillin because of Kabbalah Ol Malchus
Shemayim. Shema Yisrael Shem Hashem Echad is the mitzvah of no shituf.
Right, it's many mitzvahs. It's many things.
No, that's all one mitzvah. Shema Yisrael Shem Hashem Echad, that Hashem is Achdus. And there's nothing else but Hashem. That's a mitzvah, to believe that there's nothing else but Hashem. The only machlekes in the Rishonim is Anecha Hashem Alakech if it's a mitzvah. Not Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shemayim.
There's no machlekes, that's a mitzvah?
Everybody says, look at all the Sefer mitzvahs. The only question is Anecha Hashem Alakech considered a mitzvah? That's some chassid talks about this in Mitzvah Samana Salakus, in Derech Mitzvah. Some poskim say, Anecha Hashem Alakach means you have to believe there's a God. Correct? That's the simple meaning. Now, when you say the word mitzvah, by definition, means there's a commander. By saying the word there's a mitzvah, means there's a commander commanding. Right? So they stay time, a lot of the Rishonim say, how can you say there's a mitzvah, meaning there's a commander to believe there's a commander? By saying there's a mitzvah, there's already the fact that there's a commander. So how can you say? So Tzemach Tzadik explained, the mitzvah is not to believe that there's a commander, to believe that this commander is Hashem. But not to believe there's a commander. Because you can't have a mitzvah, which means by definition there's a commander, to command me that there's a commander.
You lost.
But if you use the word mitzvah, what does mitzvah mean?
There's a commander.
It's okay. So just saying the word mitzvah means there's a commander.
Yeah.
Correct? There's an assumption there's a commander. So how can you say there's a mitzvah to believe there's a commander?
Every mitzvah is that.
No!
Every mitzvah is recognizing that there's a
commander. No.
That's what you said.
Putting on tefillin is not recognizing that recognize Hashem told us to put
you
on tefillin.
You just started saying that every mitzvah is the recognition that there's a commander. As soon as you accept the mitzvah, you're accepting.
Yes, and now this commander is telling me to put on tefillin.
Yeah.
Okay, but how can the commander tell me to believe there's a commander? Because there's already a commander. If not, they can't have a mitzvah.
Right.
So therefore, the Tzemach Tzadik explained that it doesn't mean the mitzvah to believe there's a commander. the mitzvah to believe this commander is Anechi and Navai and Lekecha and all the, you know, the Chassidic interpretation.
But that's
of
what I was saying. I was saying every, the, when you do a mitzvah, you're automatically.
But Shema Yisrael Shemakin Shemachod is a mitzvah. It's one of the Tayag mitzvahs.
And when you put on tefillin, when you.
It's also a Tayag mitzvah.
When you not eat chazer?
No, well, that's one of the negative mitzvahs.
Yes, no, so the, every mitzvah is Kabbalah's mitzvah.
No.
No.
No. You can have an atheist, a complete atheist, and put on tefillin.
But you said that as soon as you put on, do a mitzvah, you're recognizing the commander. That's
I'm doing it because somebody paid me money to put on tefillin. I don't believe in nothing. I'm saying
every Jew.
If somebody.
Any Jew that's put on that does a mitzvah.
Oh?
An atheist can also say Shema.
Right.
And a Hanami. But Shema is not the mitzvah that there's a commander. The mitzvah Shema is this commander is the only thing that exists and nothing else. But the mitzvah Necha Hashem Lekecha simply means that I'm God, you're God. There is a God. You can't have a mitzvah without a God. But everybody says Shema Yisrael Shema Kena Shema Chodim. The mitzvah is to say Shema, but what is the concept of saying Shema? You have to have Kavana. If not, you don't have Kavana, you didn't get the mitzvah. So you need to have Kavana. Shema Kena Shema Chod. What does that Chod mean? What the Rebbe says in the various memorim. The Leitzi Avei Dezor, Shituf, and Enki Yitzibay, whatever. Okay.
So you're saying that all mitzvahs make you recognize that there's a commander, but Shema has an extra dimension where you have to meditate on the commander.
I don't have to believe in a commander to do tefillin. Gam yiftzoim, you bug a guy to put on tefillin. Yeah? He wants to get rid of you. He's not interested in putting on tefillin. He puts on tefillin to get rid of you. He's not necessarily believing it. I mean, Chassidus says it's a mitzvah and the neshama wants to do it, then he gets the mitzvah regardless, yeah? But between me and you, he's doing it to get rid of you. You're a pain in the you know what. So he wants to get rid of you. Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
He's putting on tefillin because there's a commander, there's commanding us to achta savaya. Come on, do me a favor. Doesn't necessarily
work. But when you do it properly, that's what I think what it means to say. When you do it properly, then Shema is
that's what the Gemara says. You first need no. That's what the Gemara says. First, you need to accept the fact to do a mitzvah properly. First, you need to accept O Malchus Shemayim, which is Shema Yisrael V'Avta. Then you can come Vayim Shemaya. When you want to listen to the king, first you need to really accept the king as king. Yeah, or Chassid accepts the Rebbe as Rebbe, right? Unconditional. Now, a lot of times, people wanted the Rebbe to say what they wanted to hear. Huh? Yeah. I'm talking about accepting a king. Okay, physical. I'm using a physical analogy. Yeah? They didn't want to hear what the Rebbe said. Or Yaska Shaila to it off. They don't want to hear what the halacha says. They want to hear you to tell them that halacha agrees with me that I can do what I want. Okay, that's not O Malchus Shemayim. That's not acceptance O Malchus Shemayim. I might listen to the psak, I might do what Shulchan Aruch says, yeah? But the truth of the matter is, I really want an answer what I want, not what Hashem wants. That's not O Malchus Shemayim. Instead, it's not Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim. Tell me what Hashem wants me to do, not what I want Hashem to tell me to do. So to do a mitzvah properly, first you need to accept unconditionally Hashem is the king. And therefore, whatever he says goes. And then you could do the mitzvahs properly, because then you're doing it, because Hashem said so.
You're saying
bitul
mitzias, not
bitul yesh. Well, Shema Yisrael, Yichud Yilo, but that's still. A person who has, like the Rebbe explains out to tell with Mesiris Nefesh, right? In some countries people had it, not in the other country not as much. And the Rebbe shows it's lacking in the essence of Mesiris Nefesh. Because if it's Mesiris Nefesh and real, what's the difference here or there? I did many times. There were times that Rebbe came out and was saying, you have to learn, yeah? Basically, the Rebbe was emphasizing Yeshiva Bachum learning, yeah? So the guys that like to learn got all excited. Right? When the Rebbe came out, Miftoim, the Miftoim guys got, usually it's not the same people, okay? The Miftoim guys, they got excited, yeah? The truth of the matter is, if you're a real chassid, it should be the same excitement to either one. Because now it's me involved. I like to learn. So the Rebbe says, learn, I get excited. I like Mifsoyim. The Rebbe said, Mifsoyim, I get excited. It's lacking in the whole Kabbalah soil, so to speak. If it's Kabbalah soil, whatever he says, this, I get excited. This, I get excited. But it's the same thing. Because both are what he wants. If both are what he wants, then why is there a difference between A, B, C, and D? And that's the difference between Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Proper doing mitzvahs is only if you have Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim in a proper way. So then the mitzvahs are proper. It's similar to what Chassidus explained. Why does he say the expression Tshuva Maisim Tevim? Always, Yafa Shachal, but Tshuva Maisim Tevim. It should say Maisim Tevim, then Tshuva. You don't do tshuva and then maisim tevim. You do maisim tevim, then you do tshuva. So Chassidus explains through the concept of tshuva, which is, by the way, Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. So then the actions become shining actions.
I'll get it.